Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, did the powers that are tolerated tell you about this? I'm going to cover a plethora of topics today, but I do want to say this really quick because we are inundated with this literally 24/7. And I want you to all remember, friends, that this all started out as speculation. I want you to remember that this all started out with, well, let's just wear masks for a couple weeks. Now we're, 13, 14 months into it. Now if you don't get your vaccination, you can't have your life back. This is what they want you to believe. This is about as un-American as it can get, friends. It's about as unconstitutional as it gets. It gets about as blatant as it can get, friends. Mask on you, mask off them. They are telling you who they are, friends. So just for the record, just so you know, and just a reminder, a genuinely deadly pandemic does not require 24/7 advertising to remind you that it exists. Real pandemics don't need marketing campaigns and endless propaganda. And what does it result in, friends? Well, psychological operation is what this is. That's all it is. It's a psychological operation trying to convince you of something that does not exist to the extent that they want you to believe it to be. And friends, I have given you enough information over the last 13 and 14 months concerning this pandemic that there's no excuse for anybody that knows the truth of what you've been given from this ministry, because that's what love does, friends. That's what love does. 1 Corinthians 13. You're held without excuse at this point. You really are. And you're going to answer for everything that you do and that you don't do concerning the topics that we've covered. Because, quite frankly, I'm embarrassed for what I'm seeing out there in this country, friends. People proud of talking about, well, I got mine from Moderna and I got mine from Pfizer and the list goes on. I mean, is there a point where you become embarrassed? I mean, for real. I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous as to what we're seeing going on here. Before we get rocking here on the first topic, I want to go ahead and bring you over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. There's 13 to 15 articles every day posted combating the lies in the mainstream media. And I want to tell you, friends, we are being censored like crazy business. This site, why? Because we're telling you what they don't want you to know. And there's very far and few between that are willing to do it. But when you go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, friends, go ahead and go to the bottom right, or I'm sorry, to the top right, and you will find us there on social media platforms. Now listen carefully. Please subscribe. I don't need any more emails. I don't need any more texts. Bradley, where are you at? I'm telling you right now. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe. You'll always get our information there. You will find our social media platforms there. You will also find our radio links there as well. You can also like us on our social media platforms there. But again, friends, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, go to the right side of the page, click onto it, and join us on social media platforms. If you go over to beforeitsnews.com, same thing there, beforeitsnews.com, and you can go ahead and click on that social media platform. It's scrolling right now, but it will come up. And you can go ahead and join us on that social media platform. If you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, what I want to do, friends, is I want to get over to this really quick because we still have a couple minutes to do it. But Judah, what I'd like to do is I'd like to go over to the propaganda outlets. And if you go onto YouTube, friends, it's all over right now. This is something that you almost can't believe, but I want you to go ahead and check it out. It's called Vaccination Day, just to show you to the extent that these propagandists will go and driving the narrative opposite of what is truth and put that up against, of course, Isaiah 5:20. Go ahead and check this out.
It's Vaccination Day. It's Vaccination Day.
It's Vaccination Day.
Appointments are open. I'm group 4. I don't have to stay here anymore. I'm sick of eating takeout on these plates. The time indoors has got me stressed, but I just checked on CVS. Finally, they're giving me some dates. I'll see actual real-life people. It'll be totally strange. I might even get to go see a game. For the first time in forever, I'll hang out with someone else.
Can you believe this?
But for the first time in
sports, you know.
I could go to a bar with buddies. You're the best. I don't have to live in fear.
Love you.
For the first time in forever, I won't be right here.
Guys, I'm really proud of you in quarantine. Kids, you work really hard. And honey, I think our relationship's gotten a lot tighter now that we've been in closer space. I gotta get on a plane now.
Bye. I'll sit in a seat that cramps my knees. And I won't care because at least I'm free. But then I'm going to an indoor play. I'll be that guy who shows the bar my brand new vaccination card, and then I'll shove some puke in my face. Yeah, I know it'll take like 6 weeks until I am totally immune.
It's all propaganda.
I'll be getting out of here real soon.
Don't let them in.
You want tacos?
Don't let them see.
Window visits.
She actually didn't mind this quarantine.
Let me drive around and talk.
Conceal.
Kim.
Don't feel.
Come on.
Put on a show. She actually doesn't want to go.
Oh, come on, we'll go to the bar.
But she can't always be here.
She can't always be here.
She cannot live in fear.
She cannot live in fear.
She may actually put on a
Folks, I'm not making this up. You want to talk about propagandists telling you a bold-faced lie concerning the dangers of vaccinations? Well, you all know about that. But look what these criminal conspirators have done with their propaganda efforts to try to convince everybody that life is going back now to normal because we've all taken our vaccination. Well, I guess for some that may be the case. We'll be right back.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wisconsin Christian News, a 48-page national newspaper unlike anything you've seen before. Hard-hitting commentaries, politically incorrect, vital news and information you can't get anywhere else. Get a free sample copy. Email Rob at WisconsinChristianNews.com and mention the name Bradley Dean. Caution, side effects of this newspaper for liberals and evangelifish include, but are not limited to, uncontrolled fits of rage, weeping and wailing, and the urge to curl up in a fetal position in a safe space in your mama's basement.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The liberty you have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. If you'd like to add to, take away, you can do that. That number is 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And it seems to be the case in America today, no doubt. Now, I want to jump over to something really quick concerning the topics in which we're going to cover. We found out just today that and I knew it would be, because, again, we were warned by the impotent false prophets of the day, such as Franklin Graham, that we're to pray hard that the Lord puts a stop to all this. Of course, you know, faith without works is dead, but he doesn't want to tell you the latter part. You know, they're hearers of the word, only deceiving themselves. But the fact of the matter is, and I'm not blaming Franklin Graham for what the professors declare that they believe in, and I'm talking about Jesus Christ here, but it shows you that they left off Christ and they've taken on Franklin Graham. They make the commandments of God void by taking on the commandments of men. And what is that, friends? Well, to do everything but what you should do. Read Mark 7, you'll understand what I'm talking about. If you go to Breitbart News, friends, you'll see that there's seven radical demands in the Equality Act. Now, I want you to pay attention to the fact that when they talk about equality, they never make reference to law. Okay? I want you to listen to again. Whenever they talk of equality, notice how they never make reference to the law. Because if they made reference to the law, you would see that the law condemns their crimes. In every state in our union, it is a felony. I don't care what Alina Kagan, who was appointed to queerify Harvard. I don't care about what that sick-minded devil has to say concerning her position of incumbency. She's appointed. She's an appointed radical is what she is, and she sits on the Supreme Court. And the fact of the matter is she's never judged a case a day in her life, and yet she was appointed to the Supreme Court. And most people don't even know that she's there. Oh, my goodness, friends. We could do a whole show on Alina Kagan. But the fact of the matter is the Supreme Court, they said that they basically struck down sodomy laws in the United States of America. So they have the audacity, the brazen audacity, to go ahead and strike down what God establishes. So what happens is when you begin to give a green light to what God calls an abomination, you Americans that given them a green light because you don't stand in protest against them, you will be under assault. You will fall into the hole that they dig. You'll be a part of that equation. Now, what am I talking about? Well, again, Breitbart just reported 7 radical demands in the Equality Act. And by the way, if you want to make reference to that scripturally, you can go to Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. But I want to just give you a couple points here as to what they mean, because it's not about equality. It's about making your children a prey to the sodomites, just like I said, what, 15, 16, 17 years ago? And it's interesting, 15, 16, 17 years ago, what was it? Well, we were warning you about the likes of Kevin Jennings, whose icon was none other than Harry Hay, from an organization that was supposed to be monitored by the FBI, North American Man Boy Love Association. Kevin Jennings' hero was Harry Hay from, again, the icon from that organization called NAMBLA. And we also know that their slogan during gay pride parades is sex before eight, before it's too late. Cross-check everything I'm telling you. Okay, so now that the American people haven't caught on yet, let's go on here, because you're going to catch on soon enough. You're being browbeaten into submission by a very small portion of the population that are simply being used as a political battering ram once again to upend your Constitution. And what's sad about it is these sodomites, they're radicals that they use. Most sodomites don't think like the radicals do, but the bottom line is they're my lot in life, friends. Let me tell you, they're my lot in life, and they want to go ahead and make war with those that obey God. Well, it's not a good place to put yourself. And when I say that, I want you to remember what Luke 17:2 tells us. It tells us it would be better for them, right, or him, to wrap a millstone around their necks and to be cast into the sea, that they should offend one of these little ones. And if you go back to the root of that concerning the law, it's found in Leviticus 18:22, you shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. If you want to see how much more harsh God can be with people that want to dare his justice, that's all you have to do is go over to Exodus 20:2, and what you'll find is that if you shall in any wise afflict a fatherless child, and this is who it's aimed at, by the way, just ask the CPS, friends, okay, Child Protective Services, and you'll understand. Just ask the orphanages, namely under Catholicism. Evangelicals have quite a reputation with this as well. But the fact of the matter is, again, the Lord said, if you afflict them in any wise, I will surely hear their cry, and my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword, is what the Lord said, okay? So let's hold up the word of the Lord. And there is a reason they're called crimes against nature in state statutes. So let me get to this few points that Breitbart makes. This bill, which was just passed, would end the federal legal recognition of complementary male and female sex in favor of gender identity. It's confusion by design. Okay. Also, I want you to understand that I also said and warned long ago, friends, that is my job, is to blow that trumpet. I warned long ago that they are attempting to Europeanize America, okay? Number two concerning this alleged bill, the bill would eliminate the traditional right to privacy of women and girls in public facilities in favor instead of gender identity, okay? There's no such thing as transgender. That issue's been solved and resolved a long time ago, friends. The Lord decides that. You do not, okay? Going to number three, I know that those that sit incumbent in government that claim to be the American people's representative, you need to understand they're not working for you, friends. Again, they're working for small groups of people to upend your Constitution as you know it, to implement a new system of government, and it's exactly what 330 million people are allowing their government to do, which is an extension of who they are. Number three, the Equality Act. Again, don't get caught up in the word equality because it's the furthest thing from. The Equality Act would eviscerate women and girls' sports. Okay? This is what you're giving way to, America, by giving them a green light. Number four, the Equality Act would be used to mandate school curricula that affirm and promote sexual orientation and gender identity views. This is simply the mind of the enemy of men's souls, okay? I mean, folks, now just think about this. You have an Lena Kagan sitting on the Supreme Court. You have governors that are bisexuals like Kate Brown in Oregon. Now you have a man who named himself Rachel Levin, who has now been affirmed somehow or another. And again, let me remind you, friends, the best that you have does nothing but put a show on to appease you. Absolutely nothing is done. And the only thing that they ever do is highlight the crimes of those that are confirmed. So I want you to think about that, friends. You need to understand that your politicians, friends, they're controlled opposition, every one of them. That's including the good guys, okay? Because if it wasn't the case, how come they're not stopped in their tracks concerning the crimes that they're transgressing? Okay? Number five, the Equality Act would be used to remove custody rights. Isn't that interesting? Isn't that interesting? It's being used to remove custody rights. Boy, oh boy, isn't this a part of exactly what the Lord would said or had said concerning those that refuse to take heed to his word? Isn't that a part of justice and judgment? As a matter of fact, it is, friends. It's exactly what the Lord said would happen if the people don't take heed to his word and keep his commandments. Okay? I'm looking over on Deuteronomy 28 right now. And I will get it for you during the break if it doesn't pop up before then. But I know the chapter so well, I'm trying to figure out why it is that I'm even questioning where it's at right now. But it says that your sons and your daughters would be given over to another people, and you'll have no power within yourselves to put a stop to it. Okay? That's what's happening here in the United States of America today. This is what's happening. It's all by design. Americans, everybody knows who I am. Love me or hate me, I've been a faithful witness to tell you exactly what this has been about since day one. Now many people are becoming to the, well, they're coming to the realization of, well, I remember when Brad said that. Man, I can't stand that guy. Now it's happening. Yep, here we are again. You ready for this? Number 41, Deuteronomy 28, a part of judgment. What does it say? It tells us, thou shalt begot sons and daughters, but thou shalt not enjoy them, for they shall go into captivity, even by force. Even by force. It's amazing what this plandemic has done. Isn't it, friends? This invisible enemy. Isn't it amazing what the government's been allowed to do since the beginning of this plandemic? My goodness, friends. So number five is the Equality Act would be used to remove custody rights from parents who refuse to have their minor children undergo transgender medical interventions and procedures. I'm just here to tell you, they can go ahead and call it law all they want. It's not law. It's un-American. It's a violation of American law. And again, I'm not going to say it over and over again, friends, but here it is. We are the law. If we don't want to enforce that law, this is what happens. Number six is, since the Equality Act exempts itself from the Religious Freedom Restoration Act, religious schools, hospitals, and adoption agencies could face federal sanctions for upholding their teachings with regard to life, sexuality, and marriage. We'll be right back.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As people take a closer look at President Biden's $2.25 trillion infrastructure plan, the president at the White House says everyone knows we need to fix our crumbling roads and bridges.
We're talking about making sure that you take asbestos out of schools. That's infrastructure. We're talking about building high-speed rail. That's infrastructure. We're talking about making sure you're in a situation where you can redo some of the federal buildings that are just absolutely leaking energy every single day. That's infrastructure. In addition to roads and bridges and highways and broadband.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is pushing for a minimum tax on multinational corporations to level the playing field on a global scale. Yellen saying it's needed to spur innovation, growth, and prosperity. This is USA Radio News. Reaction still coming in to a decision made by Major League Baseball.
Major League Baseball announced on Friday it will move the 2021 All-Star Game out of Georgia because of a new Georgia law requiring photo IDs to vote. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says the narrative that President Biden is pushing is a lie.
I sat here and listened to the president's inaugural address, and I just want a couple of real quick points from it. Politics need not be a raging fire that destroys everything in its path, and we must reject a culture in which facts themselves are manipulated or made up. And Joe Biden's broken his own rule. He's lying about this bill. He's lying to the American people about it to cause the raging fire he said he was going to put out.
Governor Christie on ABC News. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pryor.
The United States is vaccinating an average of 3.1 million people a day. That's according to White House COVID-19 advisor Andy Slavitt. Slavitt, though, repeating the warning that this is not the time to let our guard down. USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It's even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Again, I know I'm going through a lot of information, friends, but if you want to weigh in, now is the time to do it. Folks, again, this bill has been passed. This is history repeating itself. I've shared it with you before. And again, I need to reiterate things to people because they don't quite catch on. And I want to say this, too, just as a side note. For all you people that take the time to send me your gloom and doom message, nobody needs you. Okay, you're worthless. I don't want to hear it. I am highlighting the crime here, but I'm continuously bringing the laws in that condemn the crime. I'm making reference to the law that condemns the crimes continuously. Okay? You're not. You're saying there's nothing we can do. I've lost all faith in humanity. I've lost... Well, you're not supposed to have your faith in humanity, by the way. Jesus didn't commit himself to men, neither should you. You put your faith in God, not in man, because they're going to let you down. Okay? I don't need your emails. I don't need your texts. I just want to say it, and I want you to listen to me carefully. You're worthless. You're good for nothing. To sit there and spread bad news when we need some good news, and you all the while knowing that you need to bring about the good news through your works. Oh, I know that doesn't line up with your unbiblical theology, but the fact of the matter is, again, faith without works is dead. And let me give you the analogy that comes to my aid because I love it, and I've referenced it several times. But if you remember right, Frederick Douglass, he was an an abolitionist. But before he became an abolitionist, notice the real faith in this man. He was a slave. And he said, well, he was a slave. He prayed for 20 years that he might be freed. And he said, nothing happened. And he said, until I put my feet to my prayers, did it happen? So after he put his feet to his prayers, he broke out of slavery. And then what did he do? He began to bring answers to other slaves because now he has a testimony of it. He is first a partaker of the fruit. The Lord give him understanding in all things, is what Scripture says. And that's exactly what Christians should be doing. Line that up with Isaiah 58, verse 12, okay? We're to bring the answers to the world, not the problems to the world. Let me show you one such man that understands what it means to stand up against tyranny. And when I say tyranny, friends, it's tyranny indeed. And what I want to do is I want to give you this guy's name, Artur Pawlowski. Okay, Artur Pawlowski. We had some individuals that wanted to test their steel. They entered his church, and you may have or you may have not seen this yet, but it's very encouraging, friends, because people are seriously getting sick of the tyranny taking place in this country, and they're beginning to stand up. Go ahead and play that, Judah.
Please get out. Get out of this property. Immediately get out.
Okay. Get out of this property immediately. Out. I don't want to
hear. This is a preacher.
Out of this property immediately. I don't want to hear a word. Out. Out. Out of this property immediately until you come back with a warrant. Out. 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 Out!
Yes,
out of this property! Immediately out!
Yep.
Immediately go out and don't come back. Don't, I don't want to talk to you. Okay. Not a word. Out of this property! Immediately out! I don't care what you have to say. Out! Out!
Oh yeah,
out
he says it. Just listen, friends.
Nazis. Out. Yeah,
that's right. That's exactly out. What they are. Nazis. Ignorant Nazis.
Not allowed here. Immediately, Gestapo is not allowed. Out! Do you understand English? Get out of this property. Go. So go. Go. And don't come back without a warrant. Out, Nazi. Out. Out. You understand? Nazis are not welcome here. Out. And don't come back without a warrant. Do not come back
wow.
without the warrant.
Can you imagine?
You're not welcome here. Nazis are not welcome here. Gestapo is not welcome here. Do not
That's
come
exactly
back.
Exactly what they
Nazi
are, friends. It's
exact
ignorant people that are adhering to the government,
sick,
committing the acts of tyranny
people.
Against its people. Yep, he's
intimidating
right.
Intimidating people in a church during the Passover.
Yeah.
You Gestapo, Nazi, communist. Fascists!
Amen.
Don't you dare coming back!
Amen!
Here.
By the way, Tim Brown's going to have him on in Amen. The up-and-coming week. And I just want to make sure, Tim, if he's listening right now, I did not pre-plan this. This was already set up to play today. And I talked to Tim this morning, and I've already contacted this individual to see if we'd get him on the radio. I have not heard back from him yet, but Tim's got him teed up. So he's in the hopper, and we should be seeing him pretty soon as well. Now, you guys all remember the guy Tony Roman, right? Basilicos, Pasta, Evino, and Los Angeles, who refused to shut down his restaurant. Then he puts up a billboard, and the more they attack him, he turns around and gives it to them 10 times more. Friends, that's what's happening. I got some news up and coming, too, from the ministry here. These social media platforms want to kick us off their platforms? Okay, that's fine. There's always another way. Keep in mind, when you're ostracized, you're kicked out. Read John 16, you'll understand, right? When they kick you out of the churches like they did famous preachers like that of George Whitefield, John Knox, go on with John Wesley. Folks, these preachers of the day were kicked out of the modern day churches. Why? Because the Lord was driving them to the harvest. Remember Jesus said, think not that there's yet 4 months before the harvest. Pray that the Lord of the harvest will send forth laborers into the field. And they raised their hands. You know, Lord, who's send me? Well, that's exactly what the Lord did. He picked them up in obedience and brought them to the people that he would or they would have otherwise not reached had they stayed inside of the church. this is what's happening across the country. Let their cruelty swell our ranks, and it's exactly what's happening. Let me give you another portion of good news before we get over to our main topic here, which is just in portion to what we've been sharing today. Epoch Times, listen to this. Especially all of you doom and gloomers, listen carefully. Arkansas State Senate passes bill banning enforcement of federal gun control laws. I want to say again, it's worded wrong. Arkansas State Senate passes bill. They didn't even need to bring up a bill because they've already got the Second Amendment, right? The Bill of Rights or the Thou Shall Nots to those that serve we the people. And then it says banning enforcement of federal gun control laws. They are not laws. They are antithetical to our laws. Therefore, they are null and void. Okay? You have the Second Amendment. Okay? These are the guidelines for those in government as to what they can do and what they can't do. What do you think the U.S. Constitution is, friends? The U.S. Constitution is in place to show those that serve we the people what their guidelines are. And the people that serve we the people in this country are sparse, friends. They're as rare as hen's teeth. Those that are serving special interests, they're all over the place. So, again, it comes back to the responsibility of the American people. Are they going to put up with it or no? Are they going to put up with it or no? Okay? Now, this is what I wanted to show you, because you probably didn't see this. And this isn't old news. This is brand new. Okay? We are calling the show today, if you want a title, Did the Powers That Are Tolerated Tell You About This? Now, on Saturday, I went on a bit of a, you want to call it a rant, that's fine. I went off on information download, giving you the names of individuals, the people across, not just America, but across the world that are dying from the COVID-19. Now, you heard during the show, or at the beginning of the show, this song, this propaganda song about it's vaccination day, okay? You can't make it up. This is how proud they are of raping the people, endangering the people's lives that they're going to use. He sounds like a singer from Disney, by the way. The production was great. Let's call it for what it is. But the video is called It's Vaccination Day. And for the first time in forever, okay, is the song. And he basically rewords it to say now what he can do, now what he can do as to what he couldn't do during the government's lockdowns. There was nothing, as I've said before, legal about the governor's unconstitutional edicts, nor the CDC's. They are not a legislative branch of the government, nor the WHO. They are not doctors. Bill Gates, the one setting the narrative, is not a doctor, nor is he an elected representative. Anthony Fauci, there's no truth in him. John 8:44. Okay? But what they want to do is they want to keep reinforcing their message. And why is that? Because they are encouraged by all of the useful idiots wearing masks today. By the way, I'm here to tell you, they don't work. But they're encouraged by them so much so as to bring about a vaccination video called It's a Vaccination Day, like it's the coolest thing since creation. Okay? Now, what I want you to see again, friends, is this. This is brand new information. It's not what the powers that are tolerated are sharing with you. It is what's being censored by Facebook, which is criminal, Twitter, which is criminal, Google, which is criminal, and the mainstream media in unison, friends, in concert, Isaiah 28, verse 18, are doing concerning the truth of the matter. Now, here it is. This is brand new. 2 days ago, okay, so I wasn't here yesterday. I should have shared it on Saturday, and I probably did. No, I don't think I did now that I think about it, but here it is. 48-year-old Wisconsin music teacher dead following experimental COVID injection. Now, if you can't see on social media platforms, the statement behind her head, it just shows you how this is all played out through propagandists. But it is a big, it's wallpaper behind her, and it says, I was vaccinated COVID with a check. And then it says, Priva Health, right? Again, these are some dangerous people. I'm just like getting worked up in heart right now. These are some dangerous people, to say the least. Here's this teacher, a 40-year-old music teacher in Wisconsin, who has the Priva sticker in her hand. And it says, I was vaccinated COVID-19. It just shows you how brainless she was. No disrespect. But if she's a teacher, she should know better than taking things for face value, especially with seeing all the indoctrination propaganda coming through the school's districts. And I don't care if we're talking about elementary, middle school, high school, or colleges. It's riddled, friends, with an indoctrination scheme. Okay? We're going to come right back to this. I'm going to cover some more of this in just a moment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Before it's news, it's proud to be a sponsor of Sons of Liberty Radio, featuring Bradley Dean, live stream on our website at 2 p.m. Monday through Saturday. BeforeIt'sNews.com would like to invite our audience to share Sons of Liberty Radio with your family and friends.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Okay, so I was just highlighting the fact, thank you for checking in with us today, by the way, friends. If you want to call in, you can do that, 1-866-582-9933. You want to check us out on social media platforms, do that as well. Go to the right side page of sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, sonsoflibertymedia.com, subscribe, go to the right side, click onto the social media platforms. You can do the same thing over at beforeitsnews.com, front page, top left, click onto it, join us on Top Chat. I was just sharing with you during the last segment, friends, 40-year-old music teacher dead following experimental COVID shot. You'd have thought a teacher would have had enough common sense to at least do her due diligence. Because I want you to listen to me clearly, friends. They have the same information that I'm getting to you. But for some reason or another, they're not willing to take heed to the warnings. Why are people destroyed? Read Luke 13:34, and that will tell you exactly why. People that love you enough are the ones that are basically putting on the altar of sacrifice their friendship with you or their credibility with you to tell you things that nobody else is willing to tell you. Again, that's real love, and we're not to partake with love that's fiend, counterfeit, okay, or a dissimulating love, a false covering, false pretenses, right? So if you go over to Health Impact News, friends, I'm telling you what, you're going to find a whole basket full of information that's being completely censored from your eyes and your ears. But what I want to highlight is this. Sarah Holub, 40-year-old Wisconsin teacher, dead 4 days after Facebook vaccinated post. Okay? A 40-year-old music teacher is dead 4 days after publishing a Facebook photo wearing a mask and holding an I was vaccinated sticker. Wisconsin educators became eligible for experimental mRNA and viral vector shots on March 1st, according to the state's Department of Health Services. Miss Sarah Holub received one of the experimental shots at the Kress Event Center, University of Wisconsin, Green Bay, on that of March 22nd. Now, it's unclear whether she received a Pfizer or a Moderna mRNA shot, or was it the Johnson & Johnson viral vector shot? Listen to these cool names, right? Ms. Holub received the shot via Privé Health. The organization is holding mass inoculation events across the state. By the way, I want to stop right there for one moment. I want you to go back to the last segment during the break. There's 3.1 million people every day being vaccinated in this country. Don't believe it for a minute. Don't believe it for a minute. Okay? Just want to get back, because sooner or later, they're going to start giving you false polls as to how many people are vaccinated. And what are they doing? They're painting you into a corner with their deceptive measures. You have to pay attention as to how these people play it, because they are definitely playing it. Okay. She also posted, especially if you can see on social media platforms right now, Miss Holub was one of those people. She posted the day on Facebook, "It's been a ridiculous year," but listen to what she said carefully. Okay, she's parroting exactly what the propagandists are saying to her. "It's been a ridiculous year, but better days are coming." She proudly and publicly conveyed her excitement to the world. Now we're talking about Ms. Holub and her obituary. Okay? Do you think for one moment they're going to tell you that she died from a vaccination? Isn't it interesting, even when they die, regardless if it's 15 seconds after a nurse gets the shot? Remember this, friends, a long time ago, right at the beginning of this whole pandemic, remember we played the video of the nurse that gets the shot? 15 seconds later, she's hitting the dirt, she's on the ground. And the first thing, without hesitation, the doctor said, "This has nothing to do with the vaccination." Well, I wonder if the 713 deaths in that of the UK, I wonder if that has anything to do with the vaccinations, or was this just natural causes, right? I wonder if it was the 495,345 vaccine injuries from the experimental COVID-19 vaccine from December to March of 2021. I wonder if it had anything to do with the vaccinations. What do you think, friends? You understand? You understand how this is working out? And these news outlets are updating on a daily basis that which is taking place from these vaccines. And I've even got them broken down. Here, I'll show this to you for those that are on social media platforms. I even got it broken down by Health Impact News as to, in the UK, what it was: blood disorders, two deaths, cardiac disorders, congenital disorders, ear disorders, whatever the case might be. It breaks it down as to how they died. Okay? And then it takes you over to the AstraZeneca vaccine, and then it breaks it down, death and injuries. Folks, these numbers are astounding, and yet you haven't heard a word about these deaths from vaccines or adverse side effects coming from these vaccines. You haven't heard a word of it from the mainstream media. And then it breaks down Oxford University study, and then it shows you the deaths and the adverse side effects. And then it goes on and on and on. And in much of it, friends, again, more than not, you're not hearing a word of this. And I shared with you on Saturday's show how there's 6,000% increased deaths after vaccines. This is in the United States of America. You're seeing this right here on social media platforms. If you're not, this source comes directly from the CDC. 6,000% increase deaths after taking the vaccine, the experimental vaccine. You're guinea pigs, friends. But again, keep in mind, the propagandists would have you believe, man, now is the time to rejoice. Now you can go back to your normal life after taking a vaccination. You know what's crazy here is you look at these sources, namely the CDC, okay, that is reporting that there's a 6,000% increase in deaths after the vaccinations. But it's also the CDC saying that you can, after you're fully vaccinated, go back to your normal life. You can travel now. You can visit with your grandparents. You know what? If I want to travel, I'm going to travel. I'm not asking the devil for permission to obey God. I'm not. You're not telling me when I can travel, what I can do, when I can do it, how I can do it. That's not your position. And the audacity to take upon you and yourselves the power of government away from the people and act like you know better than we do, all the while knowing that you should have been investigated back in that of 2015. And now we see that the said representatives are bowing down to the vaccination companies, in this particular case, the CDC, the WHO, and Bill Gates. And they're giving them free way and putting the microphones up to their mouths when it should be coming from our said representatives, not from the likes of Bill Gates, Anthony Fauci, the WHO, or the CDC. Who are they to tell us what we can do and what we can't do? My goodness, friends, the same people that are telling you that there's a 6,000% increase in deaths after these vaccinations are the ones that are telling you if you've gotten your vaccinations, you can travel and you can go back to life as normal, except with these restrictions. It's all about control. That's all this is about. It's all about control. I think I shared with most of you on Saturday. I know I'm talking to you people on Monday. But on Saturday, I shared the fact that Canada suspends AstraZeneca COVID shot. Why? Because there was 2,530 injuries and 24 deaths following mostly Pfizer and Moderna shots. This coming directly from the source again in Canada. How come we're not hearing about that in the mainstream media, friends? Because, again, it doesn't work for the narrative. And what is the narrative? Come on, folks, you want life to go back to normal? Come on, let's just pretend with them, friends, shall we? It's a pretended authority, and they want to see how far they can push the envelope. And they want to see how many people are going to comply with them. And, again, see what they're seeing, friends, they're being encouraged because they see too many people walking around like a bunch of lunatics. You know, this morning I went to the post office, and I just got to say this in ending. You can't make up stupid, man. You just can't. And you, if you want to get caught up into semantics, the fact of the matter is what I'm saying is true, regardless if you like it the way I'm saying it or not. Okay? Here it is. So I go into the post office this morning. Here comes a guy. He's got a mask on. That doesn't work, say at the manufacturers. And then he's got a plastic shield over his mask. I'm telling you, friends, I was a half a step away from giving it to him. I was like laughing within myself as to what you must look like. And a guy like me telling you the information I'm giving you now, how is it they dare stand back and say, I'm a conspiracy theorist, when in fact they're the ones that are lunatic enough in the sense of their behaviors as to put on a mask that doesn't work and a plastic shield? Now, who's the theorist? Isn't this crazy how this works? Folks, we sincerely love you by what we do. We're going to continuously do it by the grace of God. We're going to continuously preach the uncompromising word of God and hold to the U.S. Constitution and our enumerated laws, like it or not. And whatever may come, may come. But I can tell you this right now, friends, we're not moving by the grace of God. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Yeah. If you want to book us, friends, now's the time to do it. Got a lot on my mind. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. See ya.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.